好啦，翻嚟第三节啦 ，MG 十三啊，正话讲到嗰个嘢，噗一声爆咗五嚿啦，
你成日都系咁，
噗一声啦，系咪？好嗱，而家咧先俾我补充翻少少先啦，因为太多资料，我再补充翻啲资料去急嘅时候咧、嗯，有啲嘢我讲漏咗嘅 ，OK？ 咁、哦、但系阵间先讲个噗一声之后点啦吓。咁啊嗱，其实咧
仲吊住行人，
仲吊住先系啦。嗱，其实正话讲紧咧，第一转去睇个 John。Barrow 咧，之后其实好多人去访问佢哋咧，去攞翻啲资料，因为当呢件事扬咗之后咧，其实好多啲传媒啊嗰啲都会有访问佢哋几个人啦咁。咁、
嗯、
其中有个记者咧，亦当时访问过呢个 John Barrow 啊，即系第一个见到嗰个咧，嗰、那个门口兵啊，
即系第一个目击者啦，
第一个目击者见到，佢话佢入到去，佢同埋 Jim Peniston 入去嘅时候咧，佢都系听到有啲动物嘅叫声嘅。但是他听到动物的叫声之前呢、嗯、他听过有一个声呢他形容呢其实都几令人即是毛骨悚然的。他说他当时听到有些叫声呢是好像啲女人的尖叫声的。
啊、
女人的他说 like a woman was screaming, 即是他这样形容过出来的。他、嗯、跟着你就听到个农庄里面的动物呢就 make a lot of noise, 这样。嗯咁样即系佢嘅形容，当时之后佢都听到声嘅。
即系其实第一次发生呢啲即系闪光事件，
都有声，
都有即系动物喺度叫，
都有呢个动物喺度叫。
而呢动物叫之前，佢哋仲听到一个女人嘅尖叫声咁嘅声音，
似系女人尖叫声嘅声
嘅尖叫
声。系啦，咁
突然间令我谂起一样嘢
咩？
因为英国咧
鬼啊，
系咪即系传喺佢哋嘅传说里边咧，有一种叫 Brassy 嘅妖怪咧
吓。
是他们的叫声就是一种女人的尖叫的，而是会令到人即产生一种很即恐慌的状态
的。嗯，即那不用是一种妖怪的。
不是，我觉得是有
点像、啊、你同我有个女士这样尖叫，你都会令人产生一个恐慌的状态。
他们即传说里面说的是半夜啊这些时候才会出现的。
OK，
唔即系突然间令我谂起咗呢种妖怪嘅，
系咁啊，讲到好似好 V 运咁，但系我话俾你听啦，跟住落嚟嗰啲仲 V 运啊，即系
仲 V 运仲得，
仲 V 运都仲有啊，呢啲只系好小事。嗱，咁即系补充咗呢一样啦。另外仲有一样嘢，喺佢哋见到呢嚿嘢扑一声之前咧、
嗯，
其实佢哋喺一个森林入边行，佢除咗见到红光之外咧，其实佢哋见到即系 on and off 见到有啲白光系围住佢哋飞噶嘛、
嗯。
其中佢哋见到有一个白光咧。嗱就系讲紧呢个系发生喺 Charles Hall 同埋佢嗰五个助手喺入边嘅时候，
即系佢想去督爆佢嗰镬啦。
即系第二嘢，佢想去拆即系拆解嗰件事嘅时候咧，佢哋见到有个红光之后咧，亦都见过有啲白光啊嘛。其中有一个白光咧，系向佢哋咧射咗一条光柱落个地下嗰度嘅。而佢射落条光柱嗰度咧，就啱啱佢哋五个人、六个人围住喺度行紧嘅时候咧。佢见到有个白色嘅光体停咗喺佢哋上空，喺树同树中间停咗喺上空，跟住咧系beam咗一条光落嚟嗰个地下嗰度、
嗯，
而佢哋全部系开始褪嘅，咁嗰条光beam咗一段好短嘅距离咧就熄咗，跟住嗰个白光就飞走咗。嗱，有军人话见到佢飞个方向咧系飞翻去呢个叫做 Woodbridge 嗰个空军基地个方向嘅 ，OK。
嗯，
嗱，呢个就系其中仲有一个咁嘅小插曲。点解会有呢个小插曲？我点解一定要讲翻出嚟咧？因为呢个小插曲有意思嘅，之后再讲啦。好啦，咁啊，翻翻正话吊引嗰个位咧，即系噗一声啦，
噗一声，
嗰嚿红色嘢就飞近嗰个农庄嗰间屋。咁大家佢哋以为个农庄入边着火，其实系个玻璃反到个红光。
嗯哼，
个红光飞翻上去天空之后，突然间噗一声咧，就由一嚿红色嘅嘢咧。就散开咗，变咗五嚿白色嘅小光波，
嗯，
即系个红光冇咗，就变咗五嚿白色细细嚿嘅嘢，跟住咧就四嗰五嚿嘢咧就慢慢就喺个空中嗰度就散走咗啦。咁喺同时间咧，阿 Charles Hall report 翻嚟嘅时候咧，佢当时佢见到咩咧？佢见到个灯塔啦，
嗯哼，
佢见到天上高系有星星噶啦，而佢亦都见到有三个。白色好大个嘅光体咧，喺个天空嗰度游走紧嘅，有两个咧向南边嗰度飞，有一个咧就向北边嗰度飞，嗯、即系话突然间嗰个嘢爆咗，变咗五粒波之后，五粒波咧跟住突然间系即系好细粒咁样，好似乒乓波咁细粒咁就散走咗之后咧，就见到有上高有两个白色嘅光体就向南飞，另外有一个光体就向北飞，即系总共见到有三个白色嘅光体喺个天空嗰度飞。咁啊， 好坚啊！
佢万内佢见好多嘢，
好多嘢，佢见到好多嘢。咁基本上去到嗰刻咧，跟住佢哋嗰个光卜完之后咧，咁佢哋就冇啦，再见唔到有任何嘢啦。咁咧冇晒嘢，咁跟住佢哋唯有就系翻翻去个基地嗰度，揾咗好耐都揾唔到，佢哋就翻翻去个基地嗰度啦。咁样咧，翻去嘅基地嘅时候咧，基本上佢就翻去要报告啦，报告成件事。嗱，咁其实呢个对于阿 Charles 嚟讲咧，佢已经系觉得佢自己都形容解释唔到究竟佢见到嗰啲系乜嘢。咁佢咧就唯有咧就系即系佢都要翻去做 report 啦，翻去报告翻呢件事俾即系上头知道究竟发生咩事啦。咁而佢翻到去上头嘅时候咧，咁亦都将呢件事。即系如实咁讲咗出嚟，佢话我原先都系谂住想去即系拆解呢件事嘅，但系去到最后佢发觉咧，佢自己都解释唔到佢见到嗰啲系乜嘢。咁包括另外嗰五个军人都翻去一齐都报告。好啦，咁呢件事就好似上咧就叫做不了了之咁样啦。好啦，其实呢件事咧仲有好多后着嘅，咁个后着先至再重要，因为咧大家会喺度谂啊，喂，冇理由去你见到呢啲咁多嘅 UFO 嘅情况出现，亦都咁近个空军基地。空军基地有个瞭望塔噶，点解冇人见到嘅咧？
系啊，
冇喎，冇人见到喎，
一定有瞭望塔。如果佢真系有咁大单嘢发生，我冇理由见唔到。
有驻军喺度啊嘛，而因为
一定有另一个 security guard 喺上边啦。
而超粗系成个基地嘅总司令，即系总指挥官嚟噶嘛，佢应该知道有人喺上高啦。咁佢亦都知道边个人喺上高，系咪？咁但系佢问过嗰个人，嗰人话咩都见到。好啦，佢去问翻嗰个雷达站入边有冇一啲咁样嘅消息？雷达站冇、啊，收唔到任何报告、啊。
雷达 check 唔到嘢
，check 唔到嘢。好啦，咁跟住嗰一刻咧，其实呢个事件叫做好似告一段落咁样啦吓。嗱，记住系好似告一段落。咁咧，跟住就呢件事隔咗几年之后扬咗出嚟咧。咁扬出嚟嘅时候咧，啲人就开始去质疑佢啦。喂，有冇搞错啊？你哋啲军人会唔会当时你哋见到只不过系嗰个灯塔咋？会唔会系个灯塔？你见到个灯塔嘅光，佢照过嚟，而你就误认咗佢一架 UFO 咧？咁咁啊，超初当时咧，佢亦都有啲嬲嬲地，佢话：喂，大佬，我哋全部系受过高度训练嘅军人嚟嘅，我哋会唔会见到灯塔同埋见到星星，我哋都唔识分啊？同埋当时见到系红色同埋蓝色嘅光，个灯塔嘅光系黄色嘅，即系冇可能我会见唔到咯。同埋我哋当时亦都见到个灯塔个位置嘅，即系话。佢见到个灯塔嘅同时，亦都见到嗰啲飞行物体喺上高嗰度飞嘅。
我想问下佢嗰个即系第一次咧 ，Double J 去个森林咧，咪感觉有少少个人喺度粉粉地嘅，
系
即系个人唔清晰噶嘛。
系
今次啊，即系呢个 Commander 阿 Charles 同埋佢即系嗰五个，即系佢带住嗰五个
军人，五个僆系
佢哋其实有冇咁嘅感觉？
冇，
即系佢哋好清晰嘅，
好清晰嘅。即係好清晰，佢講得翻曬呢一啲咁樣嘅經歷出嚟嘅，佢哋完全冇呢個咁樣嘅感覺嘅。好啦，咁啊嗱，呢件事就好似告一段落啦。咁其實咧，喺大家都以為呢件事告一段落嘅時候咧，我就暫時喺呢度停一停先。点解呢？因为跟住落嚟咧，其实咧我
未够一节噶，
未有排啊！而家呢度都办，
我知咁就系咯，你又卖关子。
但我卖咗咩关子呢？因为咧，我喺网上高咧系揾得翻 Charles Ho 当时拎住呢个录音机录到嗰18分钟嘅录音，
傻
嘅一个 MP3。咁样咧，我就会夹埋喺呢一节入边俾大家听一听先，俾大家即刻听。嗱，虽然佢录音录得好 low tech 嘅。佢嗰啲你知啦，以前嗰啲会议嗰啲录音机咧，入饼好细饼嘅录音带落去录嘅咧，咁所以个质素一定麻麻。但系
麦都唔方劲得去边
咧。系啦，但系即管听啦，同埋我会揾翻嗰个即有人去有记者去 transcript 咗呢一段咁嘅声带嘅，咁我咧就摆翻出嚟喺个 forum 嗰度俾大家去一路睇住嚟，一路听啦，咁听翻究竟当时 Charles Ho 讲啲咩。
Suspected impact point. Heavy lift car, you can't get the light all the work. Shut to your quarter off till we find something. Picking up? probably up to, we're up to 2 or 3 units deflection. You're getting anything close to one pod.
Picking that jump here. Picking
up. Okay, it's still not going about 3 or 4 units.
Picking up more though, more frequent.
Yes, you're staying steady up around 2 to 3 to 4 units now. Yeah.
One of these trees that face into the blast, what we assume is a landing site, all out of abrasion, facing in the same direction towards the center.
That's interesting. Let's go this way around the circle here. Bring it back down here.
Pick it up.
Let me see that. Well, that's kind of funny. That's you're right about the abrasion. I've never seen a tree that's never seen a pine tree that's been damaged react that fast.
I got a bottle to put that in.
Yeah, you got a sample bottle? We'll
just go ahead. Yes, sir. I guess I'll put it on.
Yeah, here. Let's take this on the ground. Okay, from now on, let's identify that as point number one. Let's state there. So you all know where it is. We have to sketch it. You got that, Sergeant Nevels?
Yes, sir.
Closest to the wood bridge base.
Point one.
Be point one. And let's go clockwise from there.
Point two.
So this tree is between point two.
I'm going to have you point three. That two other personnel requesting you to run for with you at your location.
Tell them negative at this time. We'll tell them when they can come out here. We don't want them out here right now.
Okay, the sample, you're going to want this sample number one.
Yes.
Have them cut it off and include some of that sap and all. Is between indentation two and three on a pine tree about 5 feet away, about 3.5 feet off the ground. There's a round abrasion on the tree, about 3.5-4 inches in diameter. It looks like it might be old, but strange as a crystalline pine sap is coming out that fast. You see those other trees here that are damaged in similar fashion?
Yes, centered a landing. So.
Okay, why don't you take a picture of that and remember your picture, and you got to be writing this down. It's going to be on the tape.
Got a tape measure with you?
This is the picture. Your first picture will be at the first tree, the one between mark 2 and 3. Meantime, I'm going to look at a couple of these trees over here.
We are getting some.
You're getting rains on the tree you're taking samples from on the side facing the suspected landing site.
4 clicks, max.
Up to 4. Interesting. That's right where you're taking the sample now. 4. That's the strongest point on the tree?
Yes, sir. If you come to the back,
there's no clicks whatsoever.
No clicks at all on the back. It's all on the side facing the... Interesting. The indentations look like something twisted as it got, you know, as it sat down on them. Looks like someone took something and sat it down and twisted it from side to side.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange.
We're looking at the same tree we took the sample off with this, what do you call it, starscope?
Uh-huh, starscope. Okay, getting a definite heat reflection off the tree, about 3 or 4 feet off the ground?
Yes, where the same spot is.
It's same place where the spot is, we're getting a heat.
There's a spot on the tree directly behind us. I picked up the same thing, the one on your right.
Three trees in the area, immediately adjacent to the site, within 10 feet of the suspected landing site. We're picking up heat reflection off the trees. What's that again?
Shine a light on again, Bob.
Well, you have a couple of hits, Joel.
Yeah. Get the heat right on the spot, and then when you want them,
okay, turn the light on.
You'll notice the white.
Hey.
You're right. There's only a white streak on the tree.
Indicates,
let me turn around and look at this tree over here now.
Just a second. Watch your shrink from the tree.
I can see it. Right, give me a little sideline so I can find the tree. Okay. I lost the tree. Okay, stop. Right on. Hey, this is eerie. This is strange. Here, someone want to look at the spots in the ground? Whoops, watch your step. We're walking all over the block here. Okay, let's step back, not walk all over. Come back here, somebody put a beam on him. But you have to be back 10 or 15 feet. You see it? Okay, lights off.
took this long to dock.
What do you think about the spot? Yeah. Nothing at the first spot? Okay, that's what we call spot number three. Let's go to the back corner and get spot number one. Spot number one, here's spot number one, right here. Spot number one, right here. Do you need your light? There it is, right there. Focus. Okay. Looking out spot number one to the starlight scope. Slight increase in light at spot number one. Let's go look at spot number two. Spot number two is right over here. Right here. See it? Okay, get focused on it. Tell me when. Okay. Light's on. Let's see what we get on it. Just a slight increase.
Try to center.
The center spot. Well, it really isn't center. It's slightly off center. It's right there. Okay. I've got to get your radio on it right there. Tell me when you're ready. Okay, light's on. This is the center spot we're looking at now. Almost the center. Slight increase there. This is slightly off center toward the 1-2 side. It's some type of abrasion or something in the ground where the pine needles are all pushed back, and we get a high reading about the deflection of 2 to 3, maybe 4, depending on the point on it.
Yes. So there's a positive after? Yes, there is definitely. That's on the center spot. There is an after effect.
What does that mean?
When the lights are turned off, once we are focused in, it allows time for the eyes to adjust. We are getting an indication of a heat source coming out of that center spot, as which will show up on
heat or some form of energy. It's hard to heat at this stage of the game. Looking directly overhead, one can see an opening in the trees plus some freshly broken pine branches on the ground underneath. Looks like someone came off about 15 to 20 feet up. Some small branches about an inch or less in diameter. This is 148. We're hearing very strange sounds out of the farmer's barnyard animals. It's very, very active, making an awful lot of noise.
This is a pigmentation.
You just saw a light where? Wait, I'm going to slow down. Where?
Right in this position here, straight ahead in between the tree. There it is again. Watch, straight ahead off my flash right there. Yeah, sir. There it is.
Hey, I see it too. What is it?
We don't know, sir.
So you have a giant somewhere? Yeah, it's a strange, small red light. Looks like maybe a quarter to half mile, maybe further out. I'm going to switch off it. The light is gone now. It was approximately 120 degrees from the site. Is it back again?
Yes, sir.
So we've got the flashlight set. Let's move on to the edge of the clearing so we can get a better look at it. See if you can get the star scope on it. The light's still there, and all the barnyard animals have gotten quiet now. Now, we're heading about 110 to 120 degrees from the site out through to the clearing now. Still getting a reading on the meter, about 2 picks. Maybe jump 3 to 4 picks, getting stronger.
Now it's coming up. Hold up, there we go. About approximately 4 foot off the ground. It's coming down to 110 degrees.
All right, just turn the meter off. You got to say that again. About 4 feet off the ground, about 110 degrees, getting a reading of about 4 clicks.
Yes, sir.
No, it's dying. I think it's something other than the ground. I think it's something that's something variable here.
Tree right over.
We just flown to the first nightbird we've seen. We're about 150 or 200 yards from the site. Everything else is just deathly calm. There's no doubt about it. There's some type of strange flashing red light ahead.
There's yellow.
I saw a yellow tinge in it, too. Weird. It appears to be maybe moving a little bit this way. It's brighter than it has been.
Yellow.
It's coming this way. It is definitely coming this way. Pieces of it are shooting off. There is no doubt about it. This is weird.
Two lights. One light to the front, one light to the left.
Keep the flashlights off. There's something very, very strange. Get the headset on. See if it gets any stronger. Okay. Give us a rundown.
I'll take the test in on the beta reading, too.
It's on the beta reading?
Beta okay. Eagle has been removed.
Okay. The presses were falling off it again.
It just moved to the right.
Yeah.
Got the right.
Strange. Oh, well, why didn't it left? Let's approach to the edge of the woods up there. Can you undo a lot of lights? Just look carefully. Come on. Okay, we're looking at the thing. We're probably about 200 to 300 yards away. It looks like an eye winking at you. It's still moving from side to side. And when you put the star scope on it, it starts sort of a hollow center, a dark center. It's like a pupil of an eye looking at you and winking. And the flash is so bright to the star scope that it almost burns your eye.
We've
the farmer's house and across in the next field. Now we have multiple sightings of up to 5 lights with a similar shape and all, but they seem to be steady now rather than a pulsating or glow with a red flash. We just crossed the creek, and we're getting what kind of readings now? Getting 3 good clicks on the meter, and we're seeing strange lights in the sky. 244, we're at the far side of the farmer's. The second farmer's field, and made sighting again about 110 degrees. This looks like it's clear out to the coast. It's right on the horizon. Moves about a bit and flashes from time to time. Still steady or red in color. Also, after negative readings in the solar field, we're picking up slight readings, 4 or 5 clicks now on the meter. 305, we see strange strobe-like flashes to the rather sporadic, but there's definitely something some kind of phenomenal. 305, at about 10 degrees horizon directly north, we've got 2 strange objects, half moon shape, dancing about with colored lights on them. That gets to be about 5 to 10 miles out, maybe less. The half moons have now turned into full circles. As though there was an eclipse or something there for a minute or two. 0315, now we've got an object about 10 degrees directly south, 10 degrees off the horizon. And once the north, they're moving, once they're moving away from us. Moving out fast. Now we're both heading north. Okay, here he comes from the south. He's coming toward us now. Now we're observing what appears to be a beam coming down to the ground. This is unreal. 330, and the objects are still in the sky, although the one to the south looks like it's losing a little bit of altitude. We're turning around and heading back toward the base. The object to the south is still beaming down lights to the ground. 0-100 hours, one object still hovering over Woodbridge Base at about 5 to 10 degrees off the horizon, still moving erratic and similar lights and beaming down as a